the castle's territory. The Sark al-Andalus, name given by the Andalusians to the peninsula east, was conquered by the Almohads in 1172, following the death of Ibn Mardanis, the Wolf King of Christian sources. The Almohads introduced a centralized and hierarchical administration around the cities, where a governor oversaw control of their territory, or Mamlaka, on behalf of the Sultan. The Mamlaka of Valencia was subdivided into the Amal, districts managed by secondary cities such as Althira, Chativa, or Boriana. The Castel Vell belonged to the Amal of Boriana, which included all the coastal plain of Mijares. Its strategic location allowed Castel Vell to maintain visual contact with other nearby castles such as Almenara and La Bea Bella, as well as to exercise direct control over all the farmsteads of its castral or iklim, thus completing the fiscal network designed by the Almohad power. The iklim of Castel Vell included the coastal plain located to the north of the Mijares River and the municipalities of Almanzora and Castello de la Plana. In Islamic times, most of this territory was occupied by the marshlands, which stretched along the coastline and are still visible in the marsh of Cuatro de Santiago of Benicassim. Further inland were the farmlands, supplied by the waters of Font de la Reina and the Mijares River, through an incipient irrigation network. Finally, at the foot of the mountains were the dry lands, much more extensive than what we can appreciate nowadays, and possibly used for traditional crops such as carob and olive trees. These agricultural lands were occupied by more than 20 farmsteads. These were small settlements, usually inhabited by families belonging to the same clan or ethnic group, engaged in agriculture and livestock. Their size varied, and the largest ones could include around 20 families, which allowed for certain craft activities, such as ceramic production, to be carried out, as evidenced by the oven documented in the Safra district. Thanks to medieval documentation, we know the names of some of the farms, such as Alma Lafar, Beni Katol, Beni Hairen, Beni Marahua, Beni Mara, Binathiet, Beni Hut, Ben Arabe, Rem Omir, Fadurel Almasora, and Beni Mukara. Perhaps the most important were those of the Almasora and Fadurel, since they had a fortified enclosure of their own. Perhaps the most important were those of the Almasora and Fadurel, since they had a fortified enclosure of their own and were set up as independent entities following the distribution of James I. A third fortified farmhouse was located in Pla del Moro, in Benadresa, but unfortunately, we do not know its name. Castel Vell settlement patterns were completed with other minor fortifications intended to control the main communication routes, such as Castellet de Almazora, next to the ford of the Mijares River, and Castellet de Nadal, which controlled access to the Boreal Corridor along the Paya Path. Let's continue down the path until we return to the back of the chapel. Next to the chapel tower, you will find metal stairs to access the settlement area where the next stop is. Panel number 6.